Probably all of us in Houston are in this quest of trying to find this new normal after Harvey. And chances are that if you were fortunate and you survived Harvey without any damage in your house, this process for you is quicker and somehow as you see that the city is trying to come back to a new normal, you are one of the forces that is, yes, this is normal, like before, I'm working, and life is coming back to what it was before. And in some level, it might be the case that you start finding that there is a bit of frustration with the rest of the city that is not coming to this new normal. And that somehow is normal. And if you were on the other side and you were a victim of Harvey, you are frustrated too because there is not normal yet. And the new normal is not good yet. And probably the frustration is how in the world or the other people in the city can come back to normal life when we don't see how this reality for me is not normal. And that is also normal. So that is one of the realities that we are living in this city. And we know that, we all know that things are not going to be like before. There's going to be a pre-Harvey and after Harvey. And this after Harvey is going to be different. And it's going to take a long time to get to a place when it feels more normal and functional for all of us in the city. So what do we do with this? You know, in life, some of us probably want to control and get pushed towards this new normal, and some of us want to kind of sit down and say, hey, I need you to help me. So what I found helpful in this situation is just this this gift or this skill, probably more than a gift, of keeping the tension alive, creative tension. Being able to accept one of the many paradoxes of life, right? There is a crisis that is still going on for many, and it's going to change the way that we do life in Houston, and at the same time, recognize that life goes on, and works go on, and school goes on, and we need to find a way to go on with life. So keeping this tension alive is not always easy because we polarize towards one or another and we frustrate because people are not in the same boat that we are, and that is not helpful. So how do you keep your transformation alive? This is actually an amazing skill to be able to embrace paradox, to be able to accept paradox. So I think the basic skill that we use in the faith walking community that might be helpful for you is this idea of transformation conversations, right? Because in itself, a transformation conversation is keeping the tension between what is current reality and what is the preferred future. So if you're in Houston, practice on being able to see whatever is in tension in your life, whatever side of the tension you are, and trying to help yourself to deal with it through having transformation conversations and being able to say in a vulnerable way, in an authentic way, what is so for you, what is current reality, and to express what is the vision, what is the other side of that reality where you hope to see. I think that is an amazing skill and it's helpful. It will calm your tension, it will give you vision, it will ease the reality of living in the days that we are living right now. As we come into new normal, the second thing that I want to encourage you to consider is the fact that probably the same guiding principles that you had, many of those are still yours, but you might need, that's what I want to say, you might need new guiding principles in this transition towards a new normal. What does it mean for you? Even in guiding principles, you can embrace the reality that life continues, and yes, your work and or your job and school or whatever needs to keep going on, but there's a crisis still in the city, and somehow you are part of the city. And what does it mean to live in a city as it is the city right now? And who do you want to be living in this city? Watching yourself and not going into the over-functioning or the denying camps. But, you know, it's a great way of thinking that probably is going to inspire in you a couple of guiding principles that will be great taking you through this transition.